praise God. I'm Pastor Mark Cho, and welcome to Revival Today. Today's message is how to find faith in your storm.
So the message that God has given me this morning is how to find faith in your storm. You have to understand that every time Jesus moved, he always made it so that you had to get through your storm. He didn't bring you out. He allowed you to be in the midst of your storm so that you could learn how to be an overcomer. Today's time, we have too many people that want to identify with being saved, but they don't understand that part of your walk with Christ is learning how to stand on your own. So those that have the Bible with you, please make sure when you have a chance, get your Bible. I'm going to be preaching out of Matthew, the 14th chapter and the 22nd verse through the 33. And this is the NIV or the New King James Version, so you may understand. It says, immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side. While he sent the multitudes away, says when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up on the mountain by himself and prayed. So the Bible says after he'd done these great works of healing sick and laying hands and feeding people, the Bible says that he went up to pray. Last Wednesday, we talked about how to be in tune with the Spirit of God. Because right now, a lot of people are hearing a voice, but they don't know what voice they're hearing. And the reason why is because when I was talking in Bible study, I was talking about there are four ways to know if you hear from God. The Bible says that he's a small, still voice. Too many times we're trying to hear from God in the middle of our praise. We're trying to hear from God while we're praying out loud. But sometimes it's important to know how to get into fellowship. So in this scripture, it shows that Jesus had already ministered to the people, and now he went to pray. And it's important that we get this in our spirit because Jesus just didn't do things, but yet after he was done, he had to replenish himself in the presence of God. And so when Jesus began to go to the mountain and pray, it says he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. And it says, now when evening came, he was alone. And it see, remember, Jesus sent the disciples out in the boat, it says. It says, but the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by waves, for the winds were contrary. In the 25th verse, it says, now in the fourth watch of night, Jesus went to them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a ghost. And they cried out for fear. They already seen Jesus do great works. They already witnessed him doing miracles. They already seen him demonstrate the power of God. But now they're in the ship by themselves, and they're sitting there, and their waves begin to roar. And then all of a sudden, fear overtaking them. And not only this, they were hanging out with Jesus. And when Jesus was walking upon them, walking on the water, they were like, oh, this is a ghost. Think about that. They sit with him. They eat with him. They slept with him. They were everywhere near him. But now when he's walking on the water, they sat there and said, oh, no, this is a ghost. You know how we are. We act big until it's outside of the supernatural. And we all say, yeah, I know the Lord. I have a personal relationship with God. Yes, we're close. But what happens when he does something in the supernatural? I need you to know that there's a storm that's coming our way, and some of us are in the midst of our storm, and Jesus wants you to learn how to step out of the boat. Because famine is coming, church. Churches are ready to be divided. People are ready to rise up against one another. And if we as a people of God do not learn how to pray, he cannot heal the land. He wants you to turn from your wicked ways so that some healing can take place. So in this passage, Jesus began to say to the disciples, he was walking on the water. And then what it says here in the 26th verse, it says, and when disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a ghost. And they cried out for fear. Now I'm on the 27th verse. It says, but immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid. You hear the words, it is I, do not be afraid. Fear sometimes will come on you. Sometimes you're going to be in a situation where you don't know how to get out. But you see how when Jesus came upon them, he said he addressed their fear first. He didn't say, how you doing? What you need? No, he said, do not be afraid. He knew that fear was ministering to their heart. And right now we need to know that fear is ministering to hearts of people all over the world and all over the nation. Because what the enemy is trying to do is take down the kingdom of God. But you as a child of God have to know that you must be firewalkers where you can walk in the midst of your fear. But that means you're going to have to get out of the boat. Turn to somebody and say, get out of the boat. So on the 28th verse, it says, and Peter answered and said, Lord, if it is you, command me to come out on the water. You see, think about that. He said, if it is you, I need you to do something for me. He said, command me to come out on the water. And when Peter took a step out, check what happened here. It says here, it says in the 29th verse, it says, so he said, come. And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But it says in the 30th verse, it says, but when he saw the waves, turn to somebody and say, when he saw the waves, he became afraid and began to sink. He cried out saying, Lord, save me. See, what happened in this passage, it says he stepped out in faith, on faith. But when he saw what was going on around him, that's what some of us are doing right now. We're fighting online. We're on Facebook bickering. We're trying to tell people how to vote. We're fighting on every turner. In every corner, because you know what's ministering to you right now? Fear. Don't you know that only what you do for Christ is going to last? If you want to last, if you want to make it through your situation, you have to push everything outside of the boat and get in the safety of the Lord. So in the next scripture, it says here, I'm going somewhere with this word today. It says in the 31st verse, it says, and immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him. As Peter was sinking, Jesus stretched out his hand and he said, oh, you of little faith, why do you doubt? How many of you are going through something that's causing you to doubt? I need you to know that doubt is what the enemy wants to bring into your life. The Bible says that Jesus said in John 3:16, that God so loved the world that whomever believeth in him shall what not. So we're perishing because we're losing our faith. We're going through right now because we're in the midst of a personal storm and we're allowing that storm to bring doubt in your heart. And you used to be able to come in the presence of God with praise. You used to be able to come into the house of God and know who God is. But now you've gone through something that has shaken you and has shaken you. And now you have lost your sight. And because of this, guess what's happening? We're losing our walk with Christ. So when Peter stepped out, he was walking in faith. He was standing on the word. But now all of a sudden, fear came in his heart. And now he began to sink. And Jesus still was there to save him. He is here to save you, church. How many know that he's an awesome God? But he's also strong in battle. So you don't have to fear what's going down right now. There may be a pandemic. We might have to wear masks. We might have to, some of us are going through it. We lost our job. But in the midst of your storm, don't you know Jesus is in it with you? He is in it with you. And so he immediately stretched out his hand and caught him. But he began to address his faith. He began to talk to him about his faith. He said, listen, man, I'm paraphrasing. He began to say, listen, you see me feed the people. You see me heal the sick. You see me do mighty miracles. And now, as you're walking, doing a supernatural thing, you think about it. He was doing something supernatural. He was doing something outside of the norm. He was doing something where all that were watching were amazed. And then he still had the nerve to take his sight off Jesus. And reason why, guess what it was? There's something that's going on around you that is trying to take your focus off God. And we don't understand that. The love that Jesus has for you, he will go with you in your fire. He will go with you in your storm. But the Bible says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whomever believeth in him shall not perish. What's happening, church, with your belief? It's not about the multitudes of people. It's not about the big crowds. It's about your belief. How many of you want to get stronger in your faith? Raise your hand. How many of you want to get stronger in your faith? That means I'm trying to get you to a place where you can walk on water. Because it's possible if you believe. It's possible if you receive it in your spirit. It's possible even when you're going in the midst of a divorce. God still can keep the marriage. Even if you're going through unemployment, God still can feed you in the midst of your storm. I am not here to play church. I'm here to see somebody get delivered. How many want to be delivered this morning? You came in the house of God broken and you didn't see a way out, but God is saying, I am your way maker. Give God some praise up in here. Give God some praise up in here. So Jesus began to reach out. And he said to him, he said, why are you afraid? Why are you afraid? Why are you afraid? Oh, ye of little faith, why do you doubt? And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. When they got back in, everything settled down. Uh-oh. Everything is going to settle down. Turn to somebody and say, it's going to be all right. Minister to one another. Say, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Some of you that said, nobody likes me in my school, turn to yourself and say, it's going to be all right. Young children, those that are coming against you and saying, you're different from me, I want you to know, say, it's going to be all right. Because God is on my side. Because I got a mighty warrior that's in my corner. Hey! It's going to be all right. So it says in the 33rd verse, it says, then those who were in the boat came and worshiped him, saying, truly you are the Son of God. You see, God is trying to bring some miracles in your life. We all know the story about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They end up in a fiery furnace. But if you turn me to Daniel, the second chapter, third chapter, 22nd verse, it says that the king commanded us so urgent in the furnace was so hot that the flames of the fire killed the soldiers who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, firmly tied, fell into the blazing furnace. I need you to understand that even with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the king sent the soldiers to bound them up and put them in the fire. And as they were going into the fire, as they were walking them into the fire, guess what? The Bible says that the soldiers became all burnt up. That's how hot it was. But then the king sat there, and he looked on it. On the 24th verse, it says, then King Nebuchadnezzar leaped to his feet in amazement and asked his advisors, weren't there three men that we tied up and threw into the fire? They replied, certainly, your majesty. Then he said, look, I see a fourth man walking around in the fire, unbound and unharmed. And the fourth looks like the Son of God. The fourth looked like the Son of God. Some of us play church too much. It's not about rituals, people. It's not about how many Hail Marys. If you look in the Bible, it doesn't say what religion. It says whoever believes on me shall be saved. It didn't say be Catholic. It didn't say be Pentecostal. It didn't say be conservative. It said to be saved. I'm passionate about the word that I preach because we need to understand that there's somebody sitting next to you contemplating suicide. There's somebody next to you that is suffering with cancer. There's somebody that's in the midst of their storm and they cannot see a breakthrough in your eyes because you're not even focused on Christ. You're focused on your situation. You're so razzled. You're so in fear that that's what you're ministering when you speak to somebody. You speak to them about your pain in your body. You speak to them about the fear of the economy. You speak to them about your marriage. But how about seeing Jesus in the middle of the fire? You need to understand, church. I'm going to ask you all to stand. Hallelujah. You need to understand that don't go looking for a place to worship. Look for a house of God that is really founded on the true word of God, where it's not trying to make you something, but instead let the Holy Ghost lead you and change you and build you and then make you pure as gold. Because we're living in a dark time right now. And as you see everyone around you right now, some people just want to be online and watch. But don't you know where there's unity, there is strength. Somebody got to touch you. Somebody got to know that you know the Lord. And guess what? Not with your big mouth. They need to see the love of Christ in your life, where you can outlove them, where you can turn to them and say, I can love you even though you despitefully use me, and I'm still going to love you with the heart of Christ. Even though my storm is great, even though the fire is real, even though my fire is real. How many are in the midst of their storm? Raise your hand right now. Someone's in a storm right now, in a battle right now. It's all right. It's all right. Raise your hand and own it. But now close your eyes and say, I see you, Lord. I see you. I see you, Lord. So fill me. The last scripture that I have is two right here. As it says in Psalms 34:4, it says, I sought the Lord and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fear. Faith without works is dead. What are you doing about it? 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 I need you to know that God doesn't want to break your heart, But he wants to create in you a clean heart. And he wants to renew a right spirit in you. How many is okay with that? So when I said that Jesus said, I come to preach the gospel of peace, that's what I mean. I don't have to make somebody conform to who I am. No, they're going to conform to who Christ is. Guess what? He's with you in your battle. The last scripture says in John 4:14-24, it says, peace I leave with you. Turn to someone and say, peace I leave with you.
Praise God. I hope that you enjoyed the message. Learning how to find faith in your storm. He wants to leave peace with you. Remember, God is all about peace. Amen. Listen, thank you for checking us out. I hope and pray that you enjoy the word today. Also, what you can do is if you're in the area, come visit us at 1850 Elm Street, Manchester, New Hampshire. Also, if you like to give to this ministry, please send the offering to our website, which is houseofpraisenep.org. And then click on give, and you can be a blessing to this ministry. Also, I have a song on YouTube, a single release. You can check it out. Bless you.